morning. If you turn with us over into Luke's Gospel, chapter number 7. It is our Memorial Day weekend. I saw something this week that came across my phone, a little child kneeling by the flag in a box they presented to him that his dad had given his life. It's not just a long weekend. There's been a price that has been paid. This morning, I'd like to deal just a few moments with this Bible character as it sparked up in my heart last night. I wanted to continue in a series on the body, the building, and the bride, but this morning it seems that the Lord would have me here a few moments. The Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says, Luke 7 and verse number 1, now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was, watch this, was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation. He hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And things is about to change. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but Lord, I tell you what I need you to do. Just say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man, a lot like you, Lord, set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 9, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returned into the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we bless Thee today. We thank You for the atmosphere of worship in this place. Thank You, Lord, that You've encouraged my heart this week and this morning. God, I pray now You'd let preaching be easy a few moments. I pray that Christ would be lifted in this place. For You said, Lord, in Your words You said to us, if You would be lifted, You would draw all men unto Thee. Would You draw sinners to You this morning? Would You draw the hurting to You today? Those that are sick and need a word, I pray, oh God, You'd speak it to their heart this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. I want to preach today on this soldier's memorial. I want you to notice in verse number 5, we see a recognized soldier. Thank God for the soldiers that have fought for our nation. that we can recognize them of how good that they've been for our life and family. I want to go a step further. Thank God for the soldiers of the cross. Thank God for the old men of days gone by that would rear back in a King James Bible and preach with authority of what thus saith the Word of the Lord. They wouldn't worry about the White House. They wouldn't worry about nobody's house. Honey, they just reared back and said, what thus saith the Word of God. I'm glad that my path have crossed with the soldiers of the cross. Thank God for the women that have bowed on a knee day and day and has prayed for God's children and their loved ones. I'm thankful for the soldiers of the cross. But here today we see this recognized soldier. You'll notice in verse number 5, he was written about because of his battles. He said in verse 5, the Bible refers to him that he loveth our nation. And by the way, he was a centurion. That word comes from the number of 100. He was a devout soldier. He was this recognized man. And he was a man of great battles. I want to tell you folks this morning, if there's ever been a day and an hour when you better realize that serving Jesus is a battle. It is a battle with our flesh and with the world and the devil. And honey, if you stand up for your family, there's going to be a price that's going to be paid. But thank God, Sunday evening, there was a call come in. And every battle that's ever been called, the little Carsons and the Mia Cates has been saved. And the Johns and the Gales, I thank God the battle's been worth it. And thank God I'm in a battle this morning. Honey, if you in a battle, you ought to thank God that the devil ain't got you. And thank God for the battles of the faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this recognized soldier. He's recognized because of his battles. I am thinking this morning. In 2 Timothy chapter number 2, Paul wrote in this direction. He said in verse number 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Honey, let me tell you, it's not an easy way. But it is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm glad there's some battles worth fighting. Can I tell you this Bible's worth standing on? Preaching about Calvary's cross is worth standing on. Can I tell you fighting for your family is worth standing on? He is a man of great battles. Thank God I've met some real soldiers. And I am honored that God has allowed my path to cross. Not with a bunch of little tiptoe pansies. But men that would stand up and trained me to preach the Bible. Love people and walk with God and stay filled with the Holy Ghost. There was one old feller told me years ago, I said under him, he's so jealous. He told Renee I was going to lose my mind because I was reading too many books and I was studying my Bible too much. And he told me I was going to lose my tears and my shout. But I want to say thank God this morning. I ain't lost either one. And this book ain't drove me crazy. They some people about drove me crazy. But honey, this book is still right. And it brings a new song in my heart. Thank God for the battles. He's a recognized soldier. Jesus distinguished him. Because he was a man about. You ought to distinguish people that he's fighting for your loved ones and your faith and your family and your freedom this morning. You say, why do we need a man to stand and fight? Because we got a world gone crazy. They trying to get milk from a chicken and egg from a cow. Somebody say amen. Battles! It's a battle! You young families raising your children, it's a battle! Mom and daddies, I'd love to tell you, the older you get, the easier you get, but it gets harder! But the Holy Ghost gets sweeter. And the Word gets realer. He's a recognized soldier. Notice his battles. He's recognized as his battles, but he's recognizing secondly about his building, verse 5. He said, for he loves our nation and built us a synagogue. I've been preaching on the body of Christ, the body, the members particular. We all have jobs to do. But I want to deal next time with the building. Oh, God is still in the building business. Oh, I'm thankful for those that have builded in the body of Christ and has helped people along life's way. He's recognized of his battles. He's recognized with his building. But in verse 2, watch this, I'm about done preaching. He's recognized about his burden. In verse number 2, this is what he said. Now imagine it. Here's a tough soldier. Here's one that has power over a brigade. Tells them to do this. If he tells them to go, they go. If he tells them to draw near, they draw near. But now all of a sudden, you see the heart of a hard man. For he has a burden. Look who he's burdened about. Verse number 2, he said, he was burdened about his servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. You know, I would like to recognize this man today, not only of his battles and his building, but look at his burden. You know, it's a blessing to see tough guys cry. It's a blessing to see tough men bow their knee and say, dear God, I can't do this on my own, and you've got to help me do this. Any of you trying to start a business, any of you that are in professional work, one of the greatest days in my life is when I realized, dear God, with all of the gifts that I've got, I can do nothing without you. I've got to have you. His burden, he, notice this congregation, his burden, somebody was very dear to him, but because he was dear to him, it brought him near. I've noticed when people are dear to you, they'll draw near to you, they'll touch your heart. Boy, aren't you thankful some people's had a burden for you. And what you've got going on in your family, your jobs, your sickness. So we see this recognized soldier. He's recognized with his battles, with his building, with his burden. But he's recognized, Brother Tim, as his beseeching. The Bible says this in verse number 3, when he heard of Jesus. Have you heard about Jesus? He's a dear friend. There's nobody like him. You can meet everybody in this world, but you'll never meet nobody like Jesus. Never meet nobody like Jesus. And so we see his beseeching. When he heard of Jesus, look what he done. He sent unto him. I wonder, have you sent for him? And he sent the elders of the Jews beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. This is the gist of it, and I'm about done. He said, I'm a man of great authority. I've arrived according to you all, but I feel so unworthy. And I've heard about Jesus, And I know if he would just come and say something, it would change everything. I wonder, is there anybody here that needs Jesus to say something? So he sends this group. I want y'all to watch this. I've never seen this till this morning. He sends this group to go get Jesus. You know what was happening here last night? Many of you don't know nothing about it. There's a group going after Jesus. Would you be in that group? Would you be in that group to go to Jesus for somebody else? I think about Brother Scott this morning going out on the mission field, going to try to reach lost souls. You know what he's doing? He's going after Jesus for somebody. You know what this family that sung this morning that runs this children's... You know what? Don't never belittle a missionary. You that give unto missions, you that pray, you know what you're doing? You're going after Jesus for somebody else. So this crowd goes and they find the Lord. And I love the way this story ends. Not only this recognized soldier, but notice our reliable Savior. I want to say in verse 6, he can be contacted. But he's got to be wanted. He's not going to push himself on you. But he will make himself available to you. And can I tell you this morning, sinner, Jesus is available for you this morning. He's available. Look what happens. The reliable Savior in verse 6. Then Jesus went with them. Aren't you glad you've been around somebody could go get Jesus? Went with them. So, this is what happens. He goes with them and watch. When he was now not far from the house with this group, they're coming back with him. Look what this centurion does now. We just had time to study this out of the saint this morning, but it's something here. The centurion sent friends to him. There's a group gone ahead and got Jesus, and they're coming back to his house. Now he gets some more friends. I want to say something. A man has friends, must show himself friendly. Thank God for friends. The centurion sent friends to him, said to him, Lord, trouble not yourself. I want to stop right there just a minute. I sure am glad the Lord's not troubled to come help us. Ladies, would y'all come back this morning? I'm closing. I've let the wheels down. I don't know where it's going to set down, but I'm letting them down. So there's a crowd went and got Jesus. They're on the way back to the centurion's house. He gets a group of his friends that's around there close with him. Aren't you glad you got some people close with you? Got his friends, said, I tell you what you do. Let's go tell Jesus that I'm not even worthy that he'd come under my roof. I've been thinking about it a while. He said, that's how sorry I feel about me. He said, I don't deserve what all I've got. There's a crowd coming back. And he said, listen, fellas. Now, I need y'all. And thank you for being my friends. Would you just go tell him that I ain't even worried that he'd walk under my roof. But if he'd just say something. If he would just say a word. He can do it. Can I tell you, he can still do it this morning? Oh, have I seen him do it? So it takes us to the last point. Not only do we see this recognized soldier, this reliable Savior, He came to His house, didn't He? Has Jesus ever come to your house? Now, verse 9, we see the recorded statement. When Jesus heard these things, what things? Then friends went and told Him, said, Lord, said, I know this other group's come got you, but He sent us out to tell you, He ain't worthy that you'd come under His roof, and He respects you, Lord, but He's got faith in you. He's heard something about you, and He's seen things, and He knows in His heart that if you just say a word, it fixed that burden at His house. Can I tell you, Jesus is the burden bearer today. Can I tell you, it's nobody like Jesus. Nobody. Young person, Jesus loves you. Mama and daddies, listen to this old country preacher. Jesus died for you and He loves you. This recorded statement, this is what Jesus said. Take note of what He said. Jesus heard these things and He marveled at Him and turned Him about. He turned Him around to them two crowds and said unto the people that followed Him, I say unto you, I've not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. And watch what happens in verse 10. And they that were sent returned into the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Lord, would You speak a word to hearts here? You've spoken to mine many times, and I thank You. These people here this morning, they need You to do something where they live. And their burden. And I thank You for the good day. And Thy word that is true. I thank You. This morning,